Okay, well, congratulations, Neil. You said a few games ago, we were talking about lack of goals, and you said at some point somebody's going to get a walloping, and so it's happened. What were the key ingredients for you?
Just another game, and I know I mean that, but you know, I said at the start of the season that, you know, we were very intricate with players that we picked, and you know, we knew it was going to take time to come together. But I'll tell you what I've just said in there. Dressing rooms are special places. Winning dressing rooms are even more special. But what they've got in there is a trust, a togetherness. They all want each other to do well. Doesn't matter if they're on the bench, if they're starting. Cam Belford comes in today, it's like he's been here all season. They just want each other to do well. And I said at half time, when I came out 5 minutes early, I said, you don't need me now, because this dressing room will determine the way we play second half. This dressing room know how I set training up on a Thursday. You know my expectations of you, so go and deliver it. And if you do that, we'll come a long way.
It seems counterintuitive to talk about the goalkeeper in a way after a set, but we spoke quite a lot during the game about his authority. He didn't put a foot wrong. His authority, he was quite vocal and seemed to have a really good relationship with his defenders, who he's not played with in a competitive match before.
He's great. You know, we've got in our position, and I think I'll just briefly mention it, where people go, loan deals, here we go again, and I've read things, and I think, no, these are good lads that want to come to the club, and they can't get out of the contract. But Cam Belford comes here, exceptional goalkeeper. Paddy's injured, he goes in. Bebos, exceptional. Curran, exceptional. You can see what it means to him to play here. You know, and it's just for us, it's another game, it's chalked off, it's 3 points. I was adamant at half-time that I didn't want Buxton to take the potential record at the end of the season with the maximum win, so I wanted us to do that. You could probably hear me at 7-0. I wanted one more, because you know, I believe in statements, and I wanted today to be a statement. But I think, you know, at Broadhurst Park, where we haven't been great over the last 4 years, I think you can see things beginning to gel and beginning to come strong.
And the big thing now is, I mean, it may be simple, it may not be, is we've seen what happened to Buxton this week. 7-0 win on Tuesday, 7-0 defeat. Obviously we're not expecting that, but you've got a job, haven't you, to bottle the confidence, but also say, look, feet on the ground, it's a new game.
It's exactly what I've just said. 3 points, you know, 7 goals is great. Today's been fantastic. We've now got Basford on Tuesday night. It'll be a different proposition, and they'll be trying to stop us from playing. There's people been here watching today. For us, it was a game that we needed to win. You know, I was targeting a points total over the next two games, and you know, we're not far away from what I targeted. So if we come out, you know, with our points total, I'll be happy. You know, today puts it that we're on the course for 1.5 points per game, which was key that we won this game. But I've just got to keep saying it. After the way we started, three defeats, and you know, things were said and people doubted people, and I was just had to stay strong with them. And you know, there's nothing won yet. We're only still in October, but you can see there's a real togetherness and there's a real team here, team ethic. And you know, I don't take the credit for that. They take the credit, because they're an exceptional bunch.
But you know, it is said that you start to judge a team after about 10, 11, 12 games, which is where we're at now, a quarter of the season gone. Do you feel now that you basically what is going on that field is basically based upon what you and Brian are planning, that plans are actually being executed?
I mean, people raise their eyebrows, and there was again comments mentioned this week when, you know, we're not a clear out, but we'll let Rain go out and Carnes go out and Tom Dean go out and Joycey go out. The squad's good, you know, and I've said to the lads, you've earned the opportunity now to keep your 16, 18 shirts, because I need some fluidity, I need some continuity, but also with the lads that are going out, they've got to keep one eye on us, because they may be recalled to come straight back in.
Definitely.
But it's important that, you know, people saying it's not a loan deal. It's not a loan deal as such, because they're not contract players, but it is in our eyes. Everyone wants to play at FC United. The only one that's gone is Dean, and I'll remain quiet about that. You know, I'm not gonna go into details about that. But in terms of the performance, yeah, you know, we do. I think I don't say it. And, you know, I work hard, and Brian works hard, and we have a style of play. And you know, unfortunately, last season I couldn't articulate that style of play with people who didn't want to play it. This squad are beginning to gel, and they're enjoying the football. I think today we played out from the back 39 times. Chappie's told me, you know, that's what we're trying to do. So, entertaining football, goals are great, clean sheets are great, and we'll enjoy tonight, and we'll get ready for Tuesday.
Yeah. And the defence, I mean, it's so assured, those two. They know where they are, in all the back four, but the two centre-backs in particular. How much is that what you've been doing on the training ground, and how much is them relaxing and just becoming confident and knowing each other?
We do so much on the training ground with the back five. We, you know, in terms of our rotations, our shape, one attack, three drop off, the angles and distances between each other, the analysis on the pods that we do, when a centre-half steps out, centre-mid drops in. We do loads, and it's beginning to click, you know, and Doyley and Jones have been exceptional, and that's why, you know, Dean couldn't get in. You know, they're fantastic centre-halves. I've got Morris that can play in there as well. You know, I'm still looking to strengthen the team if we can, but but so far so good. You know, two defeats in 13. I don't know where we've gone in the table tonight, but
ninth, I think, ninth, and four, 3 points off the playoffs.
So we'll enjoy it.
The feelings are, though, you know, you've built a diamond, a defensive diamond block, and I thought Belford gave you that rock of instruction and direction from the back, because you could see on certain situations as the ball come forward, your two centre backs knew what was going to happen because he's got a good instruction behind him, and I thought that absolutely tied it all in.
And it did. Listen, Paddy Wharton has been exceptional for he's 19 years old. Communication, confidence comes with it, with age, comes 30. You know, he's played in very good teams and been drilled into to managers that communication's key, and I can hear him, centre halves can hear him, and touching on that diamond, Griffiths is in front of him and he gets loads of ball. And then it just lets Doddy get out of there and get, I mean, Dodd again. I mean, I know we're talking about him, 87th minute, and he's doing a 90-yard doggy and getting the corner and then recovering. He's a freak, to be honest.
Well, to me, what I was saying, I was giving it a description, and I said, to me, he's like FC's Dennis Irwin. Yeah. You won't know about him until he's out of the team, and then you think, we could do with Doddy back.
Yeah,
definite.
Tongue-in-cheek question, perhaps, but Jim Gannon here today, I believe. Yeah. Is that why you took Curran off? You don't want him to see how brilliant he was?
No, no. I'll took a bang. It's me being superstitious. I don't like making changes at half-time. It was just for him to go
off.
Oh,
I see.
I just don't like doing it. You know, I just like someone to come out, watch the game for a minute, and then take him off. He got a wipe. He should be right for Tuesday.
Good.
Jim's here. You know, he's extended the loan. Jim wants him to do well here. He knows that he's being managed well, and, you know, he knows he's in the team that's going to play similar to how he plays. So, you know, my job is now to make Alex Curran a better player. My job is to, you know, for him to go back to Stockport and get and influence that first 11. You know, and if I do that, and he does that, then it's job done. But I've got to say big thanks to Jim, because he's been so supportive, and Alex could have gone higher, but he knows that he's being looked after here and developed.
And in the similar mode, what you're doing is what you've done with some of the our lads, Carney. If they come back, they're up and ready, and they hit the floor running.
Yeah.
Well, what do you expect, Basford? You've alluded to a physical battle.
Basford are a good side. You know, Basford are, and they were one of the pre-season favourites. And I know what to expect. I've watched two videos of them now. You know, they'll look at our result today and think, you know, what we're going to expect. But all I can expect my lads to do is try and repeat that performance. They're not going to repeat that. I said at half time, enjoy these moments. It might happen once in your career, twice in your career. Enjoy the moment at half time, because they were exceptional. It's gone now. It's gone. It's 3 points, and we're looking upwards. You know, we're looking upwards, and we'll take that.
And finally, I mean, it is a really tight division. I mean, South Shields kind of runaway leaders, although they lost today.
Yeah.
But really, it's such a small gap between the teams in the playoff places and the kind of area of the mid-table that a few results and you can be in the thick of it.
My dressing room, we talk about, we harbour a little ambition. Mm. You know, when I say that, we're not going to shout what that little ambition is. And, you know, no one needs to see us coming. We've just got to keep picking points up, keep matching our points total and see what happens. But you can see we're getting better and better each week. Yes, they're still going to have setbacks. We know that. But you're seeing we're a fantastic side.
Well, thank you very much for joining us so quickly. Congratulations, really pleased for you.
Brilliant.
Please congratulate the lads for us. And we'll see you in 3 days.
See you in 3 days. Thanks, guys. Brilliant. Cheers.